from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, he is Todd Welter, host of the Locked On Sox podcast, on Twitter at Todd J. Dub. And I was on Twitter last night, Todd. I saw you doing somebody else's podcast live streaming it. Who's the podcast you were on last night?
That was the Blackout Show. That was with Ozzie Guillen's son. Junior, Chris Gonzalez. And I forgot the other guy's name. But yeah, that's who I was on with last night.
Do they ever get Ozzie on that podcast?
I don't know, but it was pretty cool talking to Ozzie Guillen Jr. Like, I almost got fanboy there because, like, I grew up watching his dad, and I actually got to cover Ozzie one time when they were in 2009, and even then I thought I was going to be fanboy. And also covering Ozzie that one game, like, that was fantastic because there was, like, the press conference, and then there was the unofficial press conference. And the unofficial press conference had a lot of F-bombs and was very, very entertaining. About him going off on a certain player, complaining about being benched in favor of Dominican players.
So let me see if I got this right. Ozzie Guillen swore. Come on. I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I was shocked.
Shocked. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Shocked, yes. That dude is a walking quote anytime he talks. And most of the time it's outlandish and everybody goes crazy. Sometimes, though, he's pretty spot on. All right, let's talk about this Sox team, because I'm trying to figure this out. Right, the Cubs have been a fiasco council, and they think all their problems are solved. The White Sox, on the other hand, had a bunch of good prospects, or so we thought, coming up in the farm system, and then that was going to propel them back to be competing for a playoff spot and so forth. But I kind of feel like health has pretty much ruined all of those dreams, and almost to the point now with their new GM of it's getting to the point of starting a rebuild all over again.
Yeah, they're officially in a rebuild. I mean, the owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, one of the reasons why he hired Chris Getz in the worst general manager search known to mankind was he thought, you know, Chris could just turn the team around very quickly, but they didn't spend any money. And, yeah, they're basically in a rebuild, especially after they traded Dylan Cease. But injuries and just underachieving is what really destroyed that initial rebuild. Eloy Jimenez and the White Sox, I mean, the Brewers dodged a bullet by not trading for him last year. He's on the IL again. He's only played 100 games one time in his entire career. Luis Robert Jr., he finally was able to stay healthy last year. Could have won the MVP had Shohei Ohtani not been in the American League. But then he's hurt again this year, and he's battled injuries throughout his career. Yoan Moncada is the same thing. So injuries have just destroyed the Sox, and then underachieving, and then a lot of just, you know, dysfunction within that organization.
So what do the Brewers have to look forward to here this weekend? They get 3 of 4 from the Cubs. I don't like to go into any series and say the Brewers should sweep a team necessarily, but I think it's fair from a Brewers fan perspective to think they should take at least 2 out of 3 in this series.
Yeah, that'd be fair. I mean, but the thing is, the Sox actually are rolling out their 2 pitchers that give them an opportunity to win, Eric Fetty and Garrett Crochet. In fact, I think of the 15 wins the White Sox have this season, 10 have come when those two have been on the mound. So they're going to run into their 2 best pitchers, but they should easily have a shot on Sunday. Fetty, you know, but the thing is, the offense, the White Sox offense does not score any runs. They're the worst offense in the majors. So as long as the Brewers' bats can get, you know, the opportunistic hits like they usually do, they should at least easily get 2 out of 3.
Talking with Todd Welter, Locked On Sox podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Todd J. Dub. What about that bullpen? Cubs' bullpen has stunk the majority of the year. Brewers were able to get to it, even though they struggled outside of Shota against the Cubs' starting pitching. What about the White Sox bullpen to this point?
I hope you like watching blown leads from the White Sox. They've been getting crushed lately. The Baltimore Orioles, they played them over the last weekend, 4-game series, and the Baltimore Orioles bullpen feasted on the White Sox bullpen. About the only bright spot the Sox have is Michael Kopech.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Heck, they demoted him from the starting rotation, and they just basically said, throw as hard as you can all the time. And he's become an effective pitcher that way, but he will still leave the ball up over the plate. John Barriba, he's been basically a dumpster fire out there. Sparky, you probably remember those really bad Brewers teams in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
That's basically the bullpen they're going to roll out.
Yeah, that's not good. What about the manager for the Chicago White Sox? I wasn't a fan of that hire, and I know he came from the Royals and so forth, and talked to people over in Kansas City, didn't feel like they were at a huge loss that he left to go to the White Sox. They didn't hire him to be their manager. That always scares me when you're a team hiring somebody that their own team didn't want.
Yeah, he's just been an absolute dumpster fire for the White Sox. They've got 76 wins with him as the manager. And just to show you, like, he's been kind of more of the supportive guy. He, you know, obviously was tutored by Ned Yost, so really wasn't calling them out. And then, inexplicably, on Sunday, he calls the team out for being flat against Kyle Bradish because they almost got no hit. And it was like, look, you just, A, this is totally out of character. B, you ran into a buzzsaw pitcher who's pitching really well. That's not being flat. That's just facing an ace. He's just been, you know, he just says one bad comment after another. He's been burying young players and yet giving infinite patience to terrible veterans like Martin Maldonado. He thinks, you know, Martin Maldonado is hitting 081. and he thinks, well, he's just going to run into some balls soon. He's going to get on a hot streak because he's not a you know, below 200 hitter. And I'm like, yes, he is. Our eyes saw that. He hasn't hit over 200 in a 162 game season since 2019. Oof. So it's like, you remember Ned Yost at the end of his tenure with the Brewers? Pedro Fall right there to a T.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, and I don't know which way is the best way to go necessarily if you're the White Sox. I mean, if you're going to tear it down and break it down and try and start back over, then I think I want somebody from an organization that's had success of winning with lower payrolls in figuring it out with analytics. Now, David Stearns came from the Astros when he was with the Brewers, but they were a huge analytics team. So that's why you bring him in. He brings Matt Arnold with them, who comes from the Rays, who don't have gigantic payrolls and figure out a way to win every single year. For me, if I'm the White Sox, that's who I'm looking at. I'm trying to figure out who can I get from the Rays organization to come in here and help me win and build my farm system where I don't have to have a gigantic payroll like the Mets or the Dodgers in order to compete year in or in year out kind of going forward. Getz definitely was not going to be my hire at any point. And then on top of that, they're talking about a new stadium too. And the rigmarole going around there, you're not getting public money if you stink.
Yeah, and also you're not getting public money when the owner's only offering to put up $200 million after being just even pressured to put up some of his own money. The thing, though, that the Sox did do to Getz's credit, they went to the Diamondbacks and got their assistant GM, so not terrible. And they also, I forgot his first name, but he's the senior advisor on pitching. He's been a very well-respected development of pitching. But I would like to see Chris Getz be able to develop the team just like the Brewers. I've always said the Brewers and the Orioles should be the envy of every White Sox fan about how they've built things up. The Orioles, dysfunctional. Yes, they tanked to get those, you know, a couple top picks, but they also drafted really well. I mean, Gunnar Henderson was a second-round pick. So that means 30 teams passed on him,
right,
and then another 10 passed on him again. So if you can draft well, and just like the Brewers, if you draft well, you develop well, yeah, you invest in the analytics. And that's where Chris Getz really needs to expose Jerry Reinsdorf's love of him, is they really need to develop that analytics department. They really need to develop their scouting department, because Jerry, not only does he want, you know, he's got this old-school method of thinking back. They demoted him from the starting rotation, and they just basically said, throw as hard as you can all the time. And he's become an effective pitcher that way, but he will still leave the ball up over the plate. John Barriba, he's been basically a dumpster fire out there. Sparky, you probably remember those really bad Brewers teams in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
That's basically the bullpen they're going to roll out.
Yeah, that's not good. What about the manager for the Chicago White Sox? I wasn't a fan of that hire, and I know he came from the Royals and so forth, and talked to people over in Kansas City, didn't feel like they were at a huge loss that he left to go to the White Sox. They didn't hire him to be their manager. That always scares me when you're a team hiring somebody that their own team didn't want.
Yeah, he's just been an absolute dumpster fire for the White Sox. They've got 76 wins with him as the manager. And just to show you, like, he's been kind of more of the supportive guy. He, you know, obviously was tutored by Ned Yost, so really wasn't calling them out. And then inexplicably on Sunday, he calls the team out for being flat against Kyle Bradish because they almost got no hit. And it was like, look, you just, A, this is totally out of character. B, you ran into a buzzsaw pitcher who's pitching really well. That's not being flat. That's just facing an ace. He's just been, you know, he just says one bad comment after another. He's been burying young players and yet giving infinite patience to terrible veterans like Martin Maldonado. He thinks, Martin Maldonado's hitting .081. And he thinks, well, he's just going to run into some balls soon. He's going to get on a hot streak because he's not a you know, below 200 hitter. And I'm like, yes, he is. Our eyes saw that. He hasn't hit over 200 in a 162 game season since 2019.
Oof.
So it's like, you remember Ned Yost at the end of his tenure with the Brewers? Pedro Fall right there to a T.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, and I don't know which way is the best way to go necessarily if you're the White Sox. I mean, if you're going to tear it down and break it down and try and start back over, then I think I want somebody from an organization that's had success of winning with lower payrolls in figuring it out with analytics. Now, David Stearns came from the Astros when he was with the Brewers, but they were a huge analytics team. So that's why you bring him in. He brings Matt Arnold with them, who comes from the Rays, who don't have gigantic payrolls and figure out a way to win every single year. For me, if I'm the White Sox, that's who I'm looking at. I'm trying to figure out who can I get from the Rays organization to come in here and help me win and build my farm system where I don't have to have a gigantic payroll like the Mets or the Dodgers in order to compete year in or in year out kind of going forward. Getz definitely was not going to be my hire at any point. And then on top of that, they're talking about a new stadium too. And the rigmarole going around there, you're not getting public money if you stink.
Yeah, and also you're not getting public money when the owner's only offering to put up $200 million after being just even pressured to put up some of his own money. The thing, though, that the Sox did do to Getz's credit, they went to the Diamondbacks and got their assistant GM, so not terrible. And they also, I forgot his first name, but he's the senior advisor on pitching. He's been a very well-respected development of pitching. But I would like to see Chris Getz be able to develop the team just like the Brewers. I've always said the Brewers and the Orioles should be the envy of every White Sox fan about how they've built things up. The Orioles, dysfunctional. Yes, they tanked to get those, you know, a couple top picks, but they also drafted really well. I mean, Gunnar Henderson was a second-round pick. So that means 30 teams passed on him,
right,
and then another 10 passed on him again. So if you can draft well, and just like the Brewers, if you draft well, you develop well, yeah, you invest in the analytics. And that's where Chris Getz really needs to expose Jerry Reinsdorf's love of him, is they really need to develop that analytics department. They really need to develop their scouting department, because Jerry, not only does he want, you know, he's got this old school method of thinking the public will pay for stadiums like it did in 1990, but also that, you know, you should still be scouting like it's 1959.
What about the international money? When Mark Attanasio took over for the Brewers, they really began investing in building academies and doing international scouting and really investing in that area, getting a guy like Jackson Churio, for instance, who, you know, they just gave almost $80 million to before he had ever played in a Major League Baseball game prior to this season. What do the White Sox do there? Do they spend money there at least?
Well, they spend money on Cuban players, Luis Robert Jr., Oscar Colas, he's down in the minors. Brian Ramos, they just demoted him. They think he's going to be the future at third base. They spend a lot of their money on Cuban players. It's basically what they've been really hitting. And again, I would like to see them obviously spend more money in the international pool, because that covers anything that you miss in the draft.
Right.
Is using that international money. And also, it's a great way to find, like, say, a first baseman. You know, I'm convinced you should never draft a first baseman now. Ever. You should always be drafting up the middle, kind of like the Brewers have done or the Orioles. You draft up the middle. That's where you get your most positional versatility. That's where you get your better athlete profile. And again, if you get an abundance of those guys, you can always trade them for pitching.
Yeah, but Todd, I said it before. I'll say it again. If David Stearns was the GM, they never draft Prince Fielder. There's no chance.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll say that to the exception. They got to be an exception, like a generational talent. Like, obviously, you do want to draft Prince Fielder because, you know, he's going to smash the ball, and that's the thing. He's going to put the ball in the air. But you don't want to draft a guy like, say, Andrew Vaughn with the third overall pick.
Yes.
He has been an absolute, you know, just nothing but inconsistent. And now it's almost to the point where he's trending more and more towards being a bust. For, you know, now a lot of fans are calling that he gets demoted to AAA just to be fixed.
That is insane. It really is. He is Todd Welter, Locked On Sox podcast. A great podcast. Check it out. Follow him on Twitter at Todd J. Dub. Todd, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for giving me the time. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. There he is, Todd Welter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.